We continue our learning. We are in Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Ask the Mishnah, Me'ayin hayu modedin? When the members of the Sanhedrin would come from Yerushalayim to measure from the body, from the chalal, from the corpse to the closest city, so what part of the body would they measure from? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mitiburo. They would measure from the navel, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that's the center of vitality of a person, is the navel. Why is that? So the Rambam writes, and I quote, Lefisha hu em Yusosha, if it's the middle of the body, the midsection of the body, hakolel klei hamazon, it has the organs for digestion. Shebahem nimshach hamachal, that's where the food is. So a person needs food to live, and that's where the organs that are necessary, the intestines and the stomach, are there in the middle of the body by the navel, and therefore that is considered the ikur chiyuso of a person, and that's where you measure from. Rabbi Akiva Omer mechotmo, he says no person breathes through his nose, and ikur chiyuso is from his nose, as we say in Bereishis Perek Zayin, Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chayim Ba'apov. And Rambam also explains, Makom She'ifas HaRuach Hu HaTzorech HaGadol B'chiyus. You want a person wants to live, and they need to be able to breathe. So therefore, you measure from the nose. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mimkom Shenasa Chalal Mitzavaro, the place where he became a corpse, where he became a chalal, based on the pasuk in Yecheskel Oseisos Cha El Tzavrei. So here the pasuk has tzavrei and chalalei, with the necks of the corpses of the wicked. Just so, what does it say? The pasuk in Yecheskel identifies a chalal with a neck. What does it mean? So if chalal over there means a neck, becomes a chalal through the neck. That's how the body is killed. So too here, when I see the word chalal, I assume based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, it's referring to the neck. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vavim and Beis brings something maybe familiar with regarding Kain and Hevel. Melamed she'asa Kain behevel achiv chaburos p'tzios p'tzios. Remember, Kain didn't know how to kill. No one had been murdered yet. So he's wounding him, stabbing him in different places. Shelo yahayo yodea mehecha neshama yotzei. Didn't know how the soul would depart, how he could murder him to take his life. Achi giyah, the Gemara says, litzavaro, until he got to the neck. So that is a support for Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's opinion. Mimakom shanase chalal wishes mitzavaro. Nonetheless, halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, mechatmo, that's from the nose, not from the navel, and not from the neck, where we measure. Perek, tes, mishnah, hey. Niftaru Ziknei Yerushalayim Aholchulahem. So after the Ziknei Yerushalayim did members of the Sanhedrin measured to the closest city, so then the Rambam adds they would bury the body there, and after that they would go home, they would go back to Yerushalayim, and now it's time for the Zikanim, the members of the basin of the closest city, to involve themselves with the ceremony of the Egla Arufa. Ziknei Osa Ha'ir Mivin Eglas Bakar. They take a responsibility. They bring an egla. We assume that based on the Rambam Hilchos Rotzeach Paratas says that members of the whole city they use the communal funds to buy this egla, so that there would be kapara for the whole city. They would take a female calf, an eglas bakar, some machlokis in the first Mishnah in Para, whether it has to be within its first year, that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, or it could be up to 2 years, which is the Chacham's opinion. And is asher lo mashcha ba'ol. We quote the pasuk that it never pulled a yoke. In fact, the pasuk also says asher lo ubad ba. It didn't work. So what's the difference between work and pulling with a yoke? So the Gemara explains in Daf Memvav that Asher lo mashcha ba'ol comes to add on a case where it's wearing a yoke and even it's carrying it even unintentionally, which means like this: when it comes to work, it only becomes disqualified to be the Egla Arufa Asher Ubad Ba when it did work intentionally. It was plowing and you wanted it to plow or whatever the animal normally does. It wanted it to carry to pull whatever it may be, but drawn with the yoke, that disqualifies the calf in all circumstances, even where there was no intention. So if a burden, let's say, was placed on the calf's back that you wanted to transport it, so that's work. But if it was put on its back for a second, just you wanted to rest it there for a second, and the calf happened to walk with it, and the walk, we assume, is, let's say, even one tefach, that's not considered having work, but that's considered that it drew that a yoke, and that would be prohibited even if it didn't do any plowing or pulling of a wagon. So that is added on by Asher lo mashcha ba'ol. Then the Mishnah says, Ve'ein hamum posel ba. But a mum does not disqualify the egla for egla rufa. Normally, we do have mumin. We have a list of 73 permanent blemishes that are discussed in the sixth parak of Bechoros that would disqualify an animal from being placed on the mizbeach. That does not apply to the egla because it says asher ein ba mum. Which means when it comes to, let's say, the paraduma, it says asher ein bamum. So what do we learn from there? Asher ein bamum. Only the paraduma and karbonos, let's say, are going to be puzzled through a mum, but not the egla arufa. Umoridin osa lenachal eson. Then we bring, as the pasuk says, umoridu zikneho yirai eso egla el nachal eson. So what does eson mean? Strong. Then that's the Mishnah. Yeah, you bring it down to this nachal. This valley, or maybe a river, of a son kimashmo, exactly how it sounds. It means that it's kasha, that it's rock hard. So nachal means we're talking about a valley. Different opinions about this. A valley that has water flowing, and it could refer to the valley itself, or maybe the stream, or maybe it's referring to both of them. And we use the language of a son. We assume that it's a rock-hard valley. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach Perek Tes says when it says hard, kasheh, it's referring to the stream, the current of the stream, not that the soil has to be hard, but the stream has to be hard, and therefore, according to that, I mean, it has to be going very fast, and therefore, obviously, he holds that there actually has to be water there. So then the Mishnah says, afal pisha eino a son, kasher, but b'di'eved, even if it's not rock-hard, it will be acceptable anyway. Anyway, this is only a din that it should be lechatchila, but it's only lemitzvah. But b'di'eved, if it's not, it's acceptable as well. How do I know this? So it says, the pasuk says, yeah, you want to bring it down to this nachal eson, and that's where we're going to take off, decapitate the animal. And then it says, you're going to do that banachal. Why do you have to say the word nachal? Just they there in the same. I already know where it is. You told me where you're bringing it, so you could have said, okay, I don't have to say the word nachal again. Why do you repeat the word banachal? Must be it's there to teach me that even though it says it should be the air should be nachal eson, even if the valley is just a valley and it's not a nachal eson, that's also acceptable. Then the Mishnah says, "Va'orfin osa bekofitz me'achorea," and then they would decapitate it with a cleaver from behind. They remove the oref, is the back of the neck. And this is the oref we learned in Chulon Adaf Yotes that refers to the back of the neck. It has to be killed from there. We have a gzera shava. It says mimul arpo in Vayikra Perek Hay, which is referring to the mitzvah of malika, which is done in the Beis Hamikdash for a bird from the back of the neck. And here also it says v'arfu. So obviously it must be the same thing. That's mimul arpo, which is the back of the neck. The same thing is true over here. It's from the back of the neck. How much you have to cut? So we said decapitating, that's Ibn Ezra's opinion. You have to cut completely beheaded. But according to the Yerushalmi, as long as you cut through a majority of the simanim, which is the esophagus and the trachea, the veshen and the kana, that should be fine. And the Rambam doesn't mention anything about that, which may mean that according to him, as long as it's killed by being hit, it doesn't matter how much it cuts, how much it penetrates, you fulfill the mitzvah. So that's again, va'orfen osob bekovitz me'ach from behind, umikoma, asru milizroa umila'avod. That area can no longer be worked, cannot be sown, can't plant any seeds, and refers not only to the future, but the past, according to one opinion in the Gemara. And others say, no, it's referring just to the future, shouldn't be planting anything in the future. But you are permitted to comb flax in that area and to chisel stones in that area. And that's derived from the fact, it says, just like planting is something that's done in the body of the ground itself, so too, af kolshi, but if you're combing flax or you're chiseling stones, that's not begufa shel karka. That is acceptable and that can be done in that area.